evening and happy Sabbath to everyone.
大家晚上好，祝你们安息日快乐。
I count it a great privilege to be with you here tonight.
今天晚上能够和你们在一起，的确是我的荣幸。
I bring greetings from my wife and my two boys who are not able to be with me here tonight.
我把我的爱人和我两个儿子，今天他们不能和我们在一起，把他们的问候带给大家。
Here at this camp, we are gathered under the theme Israel, God's Champions.
今天我们来到这营会的主题就是今晚的主题特别就是以色列上帝的斗士。
Before we begin our message this evening,
今天在我们还没有进入正题的时候
I invite you to bow your heads with me as we have an additional word of prayer.
我们邀请大家低头祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父
Thank you that we have this opportunity to study your word together.
感谢您赐给我们这美好的机会来研究您的话语。
We ask that you would speak to us through the pages of your word.
我们祈求您借着圣经的教导来帮助我们。
Create in us a clean heart, O God.
使我们守洁心清。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
The term Israel, it means one who prevails with God.
以色列这个词汇的意思就是一个与神交战并且得胜的人。
And if you look up in the dictionary the word champion,
如果我们查字典这个斗士的意思
it means one who is victorious in a test.
就是在一个经过考验之后而得胜的人。
The Bible tells us the story of a man whose name was changed to Israel.
圣经就告诉我们一个从雅各这个故事，这个名字变成以色列名字的故事。
And during these next few days,
接下来的几天
we will be studying about Israel.
我们会一起的来研究以色列。
Why was his name changed to Israel?
为什么他的名字会改成以色列
And what else does Israel describe in the Bible?
并且在圣经其他的部分如何的形容到以色列
Now tonight I would like to introduce the study of the week.
今天晚上我要为这一个系列的研究做一个导言
Even before we study of the life of Jacob,
在我们还没有研究雅各的一生的时候
It is important that we understand why should we even look at this man's life.
我们要非常的注意到为什么我们要花这么多的时间来研究这个人的生平的重要性。
As we look into the future,
我们展望将来
Bible prophecy predicts
圣经的预言就预测到
that God's people are about to face a tremendous crisis.
那就是上帝的子民即将面临一个非常巨大的危机。
In prophetic inspiration, Jeremiah was using language from the Old Testament.
在预言的感动之下，耶利米这位先知就这样的说道。
And as he describes this tremendous test that God's people will go through,
并且在形容到上帝子民所要面临的这危机的时候
he calls it Jacob's time of trouble.
他就称这个时间为雅各的灾难时期。
What is this time of trouble?
雅各灾难的时期是指什么呢
And why does the Bible describe it in the terms of the life of Jacob?
而为什么圣经又用雅各的一生来形容这个灾难呢
If we are to make it through this time period,
如果我们要经过这个考验时期
we must understand what was it that Jacob went through.
我们必须来了解到雅各到底经历了怎样的人生
And how was he able to make it through this period?
并且怎样的经得起这时期的考验
Another reason why we should study the life of Jacob
第二个为什么我们要研究雅各一生的原因
The life of Jacob is an illustration of the old life and the new life
就是雅各的生平呢是一个对我们过去的本性和我们也新的本性的一个对照
The name Jacob it means a supplanter or a deceiver
雅各的名字就有这个图谋这个阴谋或者是一个欺骗者的意思
This represents the unconverted nature of mankind The Bible says,
圣经说,
that the heart of man is deceitful and wicked above all things, and who can know it?
人性险恶, 有什么是更超越这样的险恶的人心呢?
And so Jacob's life before his name was changed is a symbol of the unconverted nature of man.
所以雅各他的生平, 他的名字本身就代表了一个还没有悔改之前的一个败坏得罪的生活。
But the name Israel, it means one who prevails with God.
然而以色列这个名字就是以神交战并且得胜。
And it represents the new birth in Christ.
这代表了在主耶稣基督里面的一个新生命。
So as we look at the life of Jacob becoming Israel,
所以当我们看到雅各的生活变成了以色列的时候,
it is a symbol of man going from his unconverted nature to the converted life in Christ.
就是代表了在主耶稣基督里面一个表号性的从旧我变成一个新我。
A third reason why we should study the life of Jacob.
第三个为什么我们要研究雅各生平。
The Bible in the book of Revelation describes God's people at the very end of time.
圣经在启示录书里面就形容到上帝末时子民的情况。
And of all of the language that could have been used,
在所有众多的词汇里面,
the Bible chose to describe God's people in the last days under the name Israel.
圣经就用到以色列这个名词来形容到上帝末时子民的情况。
It signifies that God's last day people have an experience similar to that of Jacob.
这就代表了上帝末时的子民必要与古时雅各的经验有同样的经验。
Now, I want to be very clear that in the Bible, Israel refers to three different things.
今天我要跟大家讲清楚的就是以色列这个词汇呢,在圣经里面有三个地方用到。
I invite you to take your Bibles.
请你们打开圣经,
and open with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 32.
首先,翻开到创世纪的第32章。
In Genesis, chapter 32,
创世纪32章,
and in verse 28,
在第28节,
the Bible says,
圣经说, 那人说, 你的名不要再叫雅各, 要叫以色列, 因为你与上帝与人交力, 都得了胜。
This is the first time that Israel is mentioned in the Bible.
这是圣经第一次提到以色列这个名字。
And here in Genesis 32,
就在这个创世纪32章,
Israel represents one man.
以色列就代表一个怎么样的人呢?
But when we move forward over to the book of Exodus,
就是代表了一个人, 但是当我们来到另外一个章节, 在出埃及记,
Exodus chapter 4 and verse 22,
第四章第22节,
you can notice that Israel no longer is referring to one person.
那么,你可以注意到就是以色列不再是单指一个人了。
Here the Bible says, and thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn.
这里圣经就说到,你要对法老说,耶和华这样说,以色列是我的儿子,我的长子。
Now here, the meaning of Israel has changed.
这里我们看到以色列的意思就有所改变了。
It no longer describes one man.
不单只是说到一个人。
Now it refers to the group of his descendants that became known as Israel.
现在是说到了有一般的子民从这个雅各而生的他的后代。
Perhaps some of you were familiar with these two terms of Israel.
也许大家有些熟悉关于以色列这个名字,
but Israel in the Bible means one more thing.
但是以色列在圣经里面还有一个意思。
Please turn with me to the book of Matthew.
请翻开到马太福音,
Matthew chapter 2,
第二章,
and please look with me at verse 15.
请看第15节。
Now in Matthew 2 verse 15, Matthew is quoting from the Old Testament.
那么在马太福音2章15节其实是引经从旧约引经。
And please notice who he is speaking about.
并且注意他在说到谁。
The Bible says, and he was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet saying, out of Egypt have I called my son.
圣经在这里说住在那里直到希律死了，这是要应验主借先知所说的话，说我从埃及招出我的儿子来。
Now who was Matthew describing in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 15? Who was he talking about?
马太福音二章十五节这里所指的是谁呢？
He is talking about Jesus.
他是在谈到耶稣。
But please notice that he says that this would be a fulfillment of the words of the prophet.
然而请注意说这是要应验主借先知所说的话。
What prophet was Matthew claiming that Jesus was the fulfillment of?
请问这个马太是引经出于哪一位先知呢？
Please come back with me to the book of Hosea.
请大家翻开到何西阿书。
And look with me at Hosea chapter 11.
何西阿书第十一章。
And notice what the Bible says.
注意看圣经怎么说。
The Bible says that when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt.
注意看十一章的第一节，这里说以色列年幼时候，我爱他，就从埃及招出我的儿子来。
Now this is very, very important for us to understand.
我们要非常的注意到它的重要性，如果我们要明白。
When Hosea wrote these words,
当何西阿写这样的事情的时候
，At this time it was understood that these words applied to the descendants of Jacob that had the Exodus out of Egypt.
在这个时候，以色列。这个名词是形容到雅各的后代从埃及出来的情况。
But when Matthew quotes from the book of Hosea,
但是当马太引经到何西阿书的时候
，under divine inspiration，
在神圣的默示之下
，he applies Hosea 11 and verse 1 to the life of Jesus。
他就把何西阿书十一章第一节这个章节呢。是指耶稣而言。
Now it's very important that we understand that in the Bible, three things are talking about Israel.
所以我们要很清楚，很重要的要知道，圣经里面所谈到以色列有三样事情。
It represents a man.
它代表了一个人。
It also represents the collective descendants of Jacob.
它也代表了雅各的后代。
But it is also a symbol or a representation of Jesus.
但它同时也代表了表号性来说是指耶稣而言。
And if you understand this principle,
所以如果我们了解到这个原则
it will help you to see that in the Bible, these three things are very closely connected.
我们就可以看到这三样事情在圣经里面是非常有联系关系的。
Let me give you an example.
比如
How did Israel get into Egypt in the first place?
以色列是怎么样开始的时候进入埃及的？
There was a man named Joseph.
有一个人，他的名字叫约瑟。
And he had a dream.
他有一个梦。
Because of this dream,
也因为他的梦，
his descendants or his brothers and his father were called into Egypt.
他的弟兄和他的父亲呢，就被招进去埃及。
How did Jesus end up in Egypt?
耶稣又怎么样也进入了埃及。
Oh, his father was also named Joseph.
刚好他爸爸的名字也是约瑟。
And one day, Joseph also had a dream.
有一天呢，约瑟也有一个梦。
Because of this dream, he went to Egypt and he took his family.
也因为这个梦呢，他就把耶稣给带到去埃及去。
When you keep looking,
如果我们继续的看
，You will see that the life of Jacob and the life and the experience of Israel and the life of Jesus has many similarities.
你就发现到雅各的生平、以色列的经验和耶稣的生平有非常密切的关系。
I want to ask you to open your Bibles to the book of Genesis.
我们请大家翻开到创世纪
，Chapter 30,
第三十章
，And look with me at verse 36,
第三十六节。
And notice what the Bible says here.
注意看圣经怎样说。
The Bible says, and this is speaking of Laban, he set 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks.
那么在这里注意看三十章三十六节说，又使自己和雅各相离3天的路程，雅各就牧养拉班其余的羊。
So Jacob's life is marked by a 3-day period.
那么雅各的生命呢，就有相离3天的路程。
And when you come to the book of Exodus, chapter 1,
然后你来到了这个出埃及记的第一章。
Here is the Bible's description of Abraham's of Jacob's family.
这里就说到了这个雅各的家族。
The Bible says, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already.
就在出埃及记一章五节这里说, 凡从雅各而生的共有70人, 约瑟已经在埃及。
So please notice this.
请注意看。
Jacob's life is marked by a three-day period.
雅各曾经一段的生命是有相隔三天的路程。
How many sons did Jacob have?
雅各有多少个儿子?
How many?
多少?
He had 12 sons.
12个,对吗?
And then the Bible says in Exodus 1 verse 5,
然后在出埃及记一章五节圣经说,
that all of his descendants, there were 70 that came from the loins of Jacob.
从雅各而生的共有70人。
So we have a three-day period.
我们有一个三天的路程。
12 sons.
12个儿子,
and then 70 descendants.
然后有70人的后代。
Jesus also has a three-day period in his life.
耶稣也曾经在他生命中有个三天的路程。
Isn't that true?
记得吗?
And we know that Jesus had 12 disciples.
我们也知道耶稣有12个门徒。
And we also know that after Jesus sent out the 12, then he sent out an additional 70.
我们也知道耶稣在把十二门徒差遣出去的时候,之后又差遣多少人呢? 70人。
But that's not all.
哦,这还不止如此。
When you look at the experience of Jacob's descendants, the Israelites,
当你看雅各的后代,以色列的经验的时候,
after coming out of Egypt,
当他们从埃及出来的时候,
Bible says that they went through the Red Sea,
圣经说他们经过了红海,
and then they went into the wilderness for 40 years.
然后在旷野漂流40年。
And you know what I'm going to say next.
我想你也猜到接下来我要说什么呢?
You know that Jesus, after he was baptized,
你也发现耶稣受洗之后,
he went into the wilderness for 40 days.
他也进入了旷野40天。
So you can see that between these three Israels, their experiences are very, very similar.
所以你可以看到这三个以色列的记载里面非常非常相似的经历。
After 40 years of wandering in the desert,
在这40年飘就是在旷野的飘荡的生活之后,
Moses wrote the last of his five books.
摩西就写了最后的这五本书。
He wrote the book of Deuteronomy.
其中这第五本呢就是生命记。
After Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days,
耶稣在旷野40天之后,
Satan came and tempted Jesus.
撒旦魔鬼就来试探耶稣。
In each temptation, Jesus quoted from the Bible.
在每一个试探中, 耶稣都引经说,
but if you carefully look at every quote that Jesus used in his temptations against Satan,
但是如果你细心查看耶稣引经的每一个章节,
every single one was taken from the book of Deuteronomy.
每一个引经的地方都是出自于生命记。
The Bible says in Psalms chapter 80 and verse 1,
圣经在诗篇80篇一节这样说,
speaking about God's children of Israel,
关乎到以色列,上帝的以色列,
chapter 80 verse 8, the Bible says, thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt, thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it.
诗篇80篇8节,第8节, 你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树,赶出外邦人。
So the Bible compares Israel to a vine that God has planted.
所以圣经把以色列形容为一个从埃及挪出的一棵葡萄树。
But you know that Jesus said that he is the true vine.
但是你也晓得耶稣曾经这样说, 我是真葡萄树。
Now when Jacob gained the victory in his struggle with the angel that night,
而当雅各在那一晚与天使交战的时候得胜,
the Bible tells us that God changed his name to Israel because of his victory.
圣经就告诉我们,上帝把他的名字改为以色列,因为他的得胜。
It was his victory over his sin.
是因为他从罪中得胜。
Jesus is the man who gained victory over all sin.
耶稣也为我们世人在赢得了这一场得胜罪恶的战争。
Now, why am I sharing this with you tonight?
今天晚上为什么我跟你们这样分享呢?
When we look at stories in the Bible,
当我们看圣经里面的故事,
very often we look at them for their face value, their superficial value.
往往我们只看到它表面的价值。
But as we study the life of Jacob, who later becomes Israel,
但是当我们研究雅各的生平之后称为以色列,
we are really learning about the true Israel, who is Jesus Christ.
我们其实真正的研究的是那一位真以色列耶稣基督。
You know, there are many wonderful Bible characters.
圣经里面有很多很特殊的人物。
You know, we could ask, why not study the life of Abraham?
也许我们说为什么不来研究亚伯拉罕呢?
Abraham was a great Bible character.
亚伯拉罕难道不是一个伟大的圣经人物吗?
But many people would feel that they are not as great of faith as someone like Abraham.
但是很多人也许会感受到亚伯拉罕是高高在上的，不能够和他有同感。
And God did not choose to call his people, he did not choose to call them the children of Abraham.
而上帝也没有选择说他要呼召一般亚伯拉罕的子民。
Because as you know, there is another whole religious group that also claims Abraham as their father.
因为有一组的这个非常有宗教信仰的人也自称说我们是亚伯拉罕的子民后代。
But when God chose to describe his people, he called them the children of Israel.
但是当上帝选择呼召他的子民，他称他们为以色列的。
You see, most people can identify with the failures of Abraham, of with Jacob.
我们想想，我们很多人都能够与这个失败的雅各有同感。
If you have ever taken advantage of someone in their weakness, then you understand the story of Jacob.
比如，我们时常利用他人的软弱来得到自己的私利，我们难道不跟雅各一样吗？
If you have ever lied to your parents, you can understand the experience of Jacob.
如果我们曾经对父亲说谎，你就和雅各有个认同感吧。
If you ever had a boss that was unfair to you and took advantage of you, you can understand the story of Jacob.
如果你有一个上司，一个老板呢，就是非常的刻薄的对待你，你也可以了解到雅各的心情。
You understand Jacob if you have children who reflect your wild, unconverted nature.
你也可以跟雅各有认同，有一个认同感。当你看到你的孩子在反照你一个没有悔改之前的犯罪的生活。
After I became a father,
我成为了父亲之后，
I realized that one of God's most strong disciplines,
我发觉到上帝给予我最大的一个负责纪律。
Is to allow parents to see their sinfulness reflected in their own children.
就是容许啊，这些做父母的看到他们以前犯罪的生活在孩子们的身上反照出来。
Jacob's sons were definitely a reminder of his unconverted nature.
雅各的儿子肯定就是雅各在还没有悔改之前的犯罪生活的写照。
But Jacob was also a man with great dreams.
但雅各也是有一个是一个非常有梦想的人。
Perhaps you are far away from home tonight.
也许今天你离开家园。
And you feel at times a sense of loneliness.
也许感到非常的孤单。
And in that loneliness, you make promises to God if He will be with you.
并且在这孤单之中，你就向上帝许愿发誓说，你要与我同在。
You can understand the experience of Jacob when he was all alone.
你就可以了解到当雅各孤单一个人的时候的心情。
You know, if you have ever fallen in love with someone,
比如你曾经恋爱过。
And this was not just an infatuation, but a deep abiding love.
啊，这并不是那一种一见钟情，而是真心相爱的。
Perhaps you have experienced heartbreak and disappointment.
但是之后呢，也因为失恋而心碎了。
Of all of the stories in the Bible,
在圣经里面所有的故事里面，
There is no more beautiful picture of true love than we see in the life of Jacob and of Rachel.
没有一个可以比雅各和拉结的真爱故事那么的轰轰烈烈的。
There may have been a point in your life,
也许在你的生命中，
when you were oppressed with a sense of guilt from what you have done in the past.
因为你之前所做的一切的事情而感到罪，非常的内疚。
And you have agonized with God over your failings and the things that you have done wrong.
并且在上帝面前, 在那边刻苦己心地挣扎着, 因为你对过去的感受。
Jacob's story is designed to give us hope.
雅各的故事, 就是来计划给我们希望。
Sometimes in our lives, we go along and we pick up idols from the lives and the examples of those around us.
有时候在我们的生命中, 从不同的人的学习和经历中, 也把他们的偶像无形地加在自己身上。
And God calls us to come back to the place when we first met Him at a place called Bethel.
而上帝却呼召我们重新地来到第一次与主认识的伯特利。
And we put away our idols and we come back to that point. This was the experience of Jacob.
我们就把我们的偶像给放掉, 并且回到伯特利来说, 这就是我初次的经验。
When we look at the story of Jacob,
当我们看到雅各的故事,
we understand something of the hardship of life.
我们也看到人生的苦楚。
We understand how Jacob was never allowed to see his mother again.
我们也发现到这个故事里面，雅各以后就没有机会见到自己的亲生母亲。
Jacob's story is the story of a young man whose life was plagued by the results of his sins.
雅各的故事向我们阐述一个年轻人的生平，因为他自己的罪恶的生活所招来的后果。
After his encounter with the angel,
当他跟天使的经历之后,
forever after, Jacob was never the same man.
就永远的他的生命有了一个改变。
Forever after, Jacob would walk with a limp, a mark of his struggle with the angel.
他就斜着腿地走过他以后所有的人生，一个向他记得曾经跟天使交战的纪念。
Jacob's life is a reminder to everyone who has been scarred by sin and bears the reminders of those sins in their own life.
雅各的生平也向我们阐述一个曾经因为心灵肉体受到伤害的一个伤痕的经验。
Now, when we study the life of Jacob, we understand something about the nature of God's love.
而当我们研究雅各的故事的时候，也看到了上帝对我们爱的一个本性。
There are three kinds of love that we see demonstrated in the life of Jacob.
我们也看到了在这个雅各的生平里面三种不同的爱。
In Malachi chapter 1,
在马拉基书的第一章,
the Bible says,
圣经这样说,
in Malachi chapter 1 and verse 2,
马拉基书第一章第二节,
the Bible says, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi, I have loved you, saith the Lord, yet you say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord, yet I loved Jacob. And I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness.
耶和华说,我曾爱你们,你们却说,你在何事上爱我们呢?耶和华说, 以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各，不以扫，使他的山岭荒凉，把他的地也交给旷野的野狗。The
story of Jacob teaches us about God's prenatal love.
雅各的故事告诉我们了一个甚至还没有出母胎的上帝所给予我们的大爱。Even
before these children were born,
甚至在这些孩子们还没有诞生的时候,
God had said that he would love Jacob and hate Esau.
上帝已经说了他会爱雅各而恶以扫。
This has caused problems for some people.
有些人读了这个章节有点混淆。
They feel that God is arbitrary in his care and his love for some people.
就觉得上帝呢是有偏爱的方式。
But I want to see if tonight I can explain this prenatal love of God.
但是今天晚上我们尝试来看到 这种还没有出母胎之前所给予的上帝给我们的爱。If
you look with me in the book of Romans, chapter 9,
如果你翻开到罗马书的第九章,
and chapter 9, verse 13,
第十三节,
the Bible gives to us the same statement in Malachi, but more succinctly.
而在这里呢, 也谈到关乎以马拉基相似的一个章节, 但是更清楚一点。
The Bible says, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, and Esau, but Esau have I hated.
罗马书9章13节说, 正如经上所记, 雅各是我所爱的, 以扫是我所恶的。
Now, when you look up this word hated here in Romans chapter 9,
如果我们翻看原文, 谈到这个恨恶的恶这一个字呢,
it comes from the Greek word miseo.
它是来自希腊原文 miseo.
And it is the same word that is used in Luke chapter 14 and verse 26.
就在路加福音14章26节的原文相似的词汇。
Notice what Luke 14 and verse 26 says.
我们再来看 路加福音14章26节。
Here Jesus is speaking to his followers and he says, If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
这里耶稣谈到他的天父这样说, 人到我这里来, 若不爱我胜过爱, 注意看这里, 爱我胜过爱的原文是恨。
Now the word hate in Luke 14:26 is the same original Greek word miseo.
所以在这里所用的这个恨原文呢, 跟罗马书之前的第九章是相似的希腊原文 miseo.
In Luke 14 verse 26, Jesus is not saying that we should hate our family in the traditional sense of the word hate.
但是在耶稣引到这个14章26节路加福音说到恨, 并不是像我们以这种世上的这仇恨来恨自己的父母、妻子、儿女等等。
But rather this word miseo, it means to love less.
而他miseo的原文的意思是说, 比爱上帝的爱少一点。
In other words, what Jesus is saying is that we should love our family members less than our love for God.
换句话说, 耶稣说, 我们爱我们的自己的亲弟兄姐妹、儿女、父母的爱呢, 要比爱上帝的爱少一些。
So when the Bible says that Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated,
所以当圣经说, 雅各是我所爱,以扫我所恶的时候。
Another way to say this would be, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I loved less.
另外一个的翻译就是呢, 雅各我爱,以扫我爱的少一些。
And you may say, well, how can God love Jacob more and love Esau less?
但是你可能也问, 为什么雅各, 上帝要爱雅各比爱以扫多一点呢?
God in his infinite wisdom understood that in these two children, it would be Jacob that would respond to the love of God more than Esau.
上帝在他无限的有限这个爱，在无限的知识里面看到了雅各和以扫这两兄弟之间是以雅各呢会感应上帝所给予的爱。
By drawing nigh to God, God was able to draw closer to Jacob.
这是因为雅各愿意亲近上帝，所以上帝呢就能够更加的亲近他。
And thus the Bible says, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I loved.
所以原文就这样说, 雅各是我所爱, 以扫是我所恶的。
Jacob's life is an example of God's prenatal love, even before we are born.
雅各的这个生平, 让我们看到了上帝所给予的爱, 是甚至我们还没出母胎之前的爱。
It also shows us that God has degrees of love.
这也向我们显示了第二点,上帝的爱是有层面的。
When you look at the life of Jacob, it becomes clear that God's love is not manifested to everyone the same.
当我们看到雅各的生平,我们也看到上帝的爱向众人显现的时候是有不同的层面。
We can see this example in the lives of Peter, James, and John.
比如说彼得。 雅各和约翰的生活。
The Bible describes these three men as the disciple whom Jesus loved.
圣经就形容到这三个门徒是耶稣所爱的门徒。
Is it that Jesus did not love the other disciples?
这难道是在暗示耶稣不爱其他的门徒吗?
No, he loved all of them.
当然不是,他爱所有的。
But these three, they press closest to Jesus.
但是这三位呢,就特别要亲近耶稣。
And because they did, Jesus was able to manifest more of his love to them.
也因为他们愿意亲近主,耶稣也自然的能够向他们显更多的爱。
God's love is manifested in degrees.
上帝的爱呢, 向我们显现的时候是有层次的。
But Jacob's life also demonstrates that God's love is manifested in his discipline.
但雅各的生平也告诉我们, 上帝的爱呢, 是一个有纪律、有度责的爱。
The Bible says that whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth.
圣经告诉我们，上帝所爱的，他必然管教。
Now, friends, when we look at the life of Jacob,
朋友们，当我们看到雅各的生平，
God's love was a love that chastened and disciplined Jacob.
上帝的爱呢，是一个管教、督责雅各的生命的爱。
After he left home, he never saw his mother again.
雅各离开家之后，就永远没有再见到母亲了。
He worked for a boss who changed his wages 10 different times.
他为一个老板做工，这个老板呢，竟然把他的薪资改了十次。
He was in love and he worked and labored only to be deceived by his uncle.
他爱上了一位女子，但为了他呢，他竟然被他的舅舅给欺骗了，又再欺骗。
His life of marital conflict was a constant reminder of the difficulties of the choices in his life.
他之后的婚姻的生活，也让他看到了因为人的选择，他个人的选择所造成的许多的不愉快的事。
His children and their actions caused him to fear for his own life and to be ashamed of the things that they had done.
他的孩子们的生命的生活方式，也让他看到了这种犯罪之后所带来的内疚感。
Before his death,
在他临死之前，
he met the greatest man in the world, the Pharaoh of Egypt.
他就看到了当时最伟大的法老王。
As he looked back over his long life,
当他回顾他这一生，
he recounts it as being a long and troubled life.
他把它称之为一个苦命的生活。
This was the example of God's disciplinary love as manifested in the life of Jacob.
这难道不就是上帝向他所显示的一个有管教的爱的方式吗？
Their story begins in the book of Genesis.
这个在创世纪所开始的故事。
Genesis chapter 25, and we look at verse 20 and 21.
创世纪第25章第20和21节。
The Bible says that Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife.
圣经说以撒娶利百加为妻的时候正40岁。
And the Bible says in verse 21, and Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren.
21节说以撒因他妻子不生育就为他祈求耶和华。
And it says that the Lord was entreated of him and Rebekah, his wife, conceived.
耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕。
But there's something that you need to know.
但是有一点是我们要知道的。
Because when we come down to chapter 25, look with me at verse 26.
我们继续再看到25章26节这样说。
The Bible says that, and after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob, and Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them.
26节，随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各。利百加生下两个儿子时候，以扫年正60岁。
Now I don't know if you caught what went on in those few verses. This is very short, but it's very important.
不知道你在读这几个章节有没有看到它的重要性呢？
Now how old does the Bible say Isaac and Rebekah were when they were married?
以撒真跟利百加结婚的时候是几岁？
Well, how old was Isaac?
以撒是几岁？
It says he was 40 years old.
40岁。
And then in that next verse, verse 21,
然后在21节呢？
The Bible gives us this very short verse that says that Rebekah could not have children, so Isaac prayed, and then Rebekah conceived.
21节就告诉我们说，因为以撒的妻子利百加不能生育，以撒就祈求，那么耶和华就应允了他，就利百加就怀孕了。
It almost seems as though this was just a temporary thing, like they had this problem and then they prayed and God answered their prayer.
这似乎是他们当时所发生的一个小小的难题，那么就向上帝祷告祈求，那么上帝就应允。
But verse 26 tells us a different story.
但是26节就告诉我们，这故事其实也花了一段时间的祈求。
Because verse 26 says that when they gave birth, Isaac was now 60 years old.
因为26节说到以撒，当利百加生下这两个的时候，以撒已经是60岁了。
Do you know what that means?
明白这个意思吗？
It means that Isaac had to pray for 20 years before God answered his prayer.
以撒呢是祷告了20年，上帝才垂听的。
You know, that's very strange.
难道你不觉得有点奇怪吗？
The story of Jacob and Esau begins with a miraculous answer to prayer.
雅各的生平的故事呢，是从一个神迹般的一个怀孕而生的故事而起。
And tonight it teaches us a very important lesson.
那今天晚上也教导我们一个很重要的功课。
It teaches us that God sometimes does not answer prayers according to the expectations of our human desires.
是教导我们说，上帝在回应我们祷告的时候，有时候他并不是照着我们的期望而来垂听的。
But that does not mean that we should stop or give up in our petitions to God for asking for His will to be done.
但这也并不代表说，上帝不垂听，不马上的垂听，我们就停止祷告。
In every person's life,
在我们每一个人的生命中,
there is going to be some issue that God will test every person on to see if their faith can endure the time of trial.
上帝必然给予我们每一个人一个考验，而且这考验呢，是要让我们看到以后我们要面临的这个灾难时期，是不是我们能够站立得住。
20 years, God made Isaac and Rebecca wait before they could see the fulfillment.
20年上帝让以撒和利百加等待了，然后才看到了答案。
I want to share you a little bit of my own testimony.
我愿意跟大家分享我一个小小的经验。
My parents were different religions when they were married.
我父母结婚的时候有不同的宗教信仰。
My mother was a Seventh-day Adventist.
我的母亲是基督复临安息日会的会友。
But my father,
但是我的爸爸,
was Presbyterian.
是一个长老会的教友,
and they met in Germany.
他们在德国相会,
and then they married in Canada.
在加拿大结婚,
my sister was born there.
我的姐姐在那边诞生,
and then they moved to New York, and I was born there.
然后之后我们又搬到纽约, 我就在那边出生。
My earliest memories of childhood involve going to church on Saturday and on Sunday.
我最早期的童年的记忆就是礼拜六上教堂，礼拜天也上教堂。
When I was probably about 8 or 9 years old,
大概8、9岁的时候,
my father began to attend seminary.
我的爸爸就开始进入这个神学院。
And then he received his master's degree in theology.
并且得到了这个神学硕士学位。
And then he became a minister.
后来就成为了一个传道人。
And after he graduated from seminary, he received a call to become a pastor of a church.
那么, pastor of a church.
Uh-huh.
那么他毕业之后呢，就得到了一个呼召，成为一个教堂的牧师。
And when he went to interview,
他去面试的时候,
they discovered that his wife was not the same religion.
他们就发现到他的妻子，他的爱人，跟他没有同样的这个教会名记。
And so as a result, he did not receive the final call to be the pastor of that church.
所以最后呢，他没有得到这一份牧师的工作。
But nonetheless, my father began a career in pastoral ministry under my grandfather as a minister.
但是呢，他还是继续做能够做传道的工作，因为他祖父传下来，也就是在做传道的工作。
For 15 years, he was the associate pastor of a Presbyterian church in New York.
在纽约的一个长老会的教会呢，就成为了这个副堂主任15年。
And I remember that he would often invite my sister and I to go to church with him.
我记得他就时常带我和我姐姐上教堂去。
And we would also go to church with our mother.
我们也跟妈妈上教堂去。
And I remember that this was a constant source of fighting in our family.
我也记得这就是我们家庭争执不休的一个大问题。
I remember one Sabbath morning, my mother asked my father to drive our family to church.
我记得有一天安息日早上，妈妈就要求爸爸呢，把我们一家人载去教堂。
Although my mother could drive, she was not a good driver.
虽然妈妈能够开车，但不是开得很好。
And so she was asking my father to drive us to church.
对，他就说爸，就邀请爸爸来帮忙。
But this was always a constant source of anger for my father.
但是这对我爸爸来说，却是一个时常在心里的一个记恨。
And I remember he grabbed the car keys that Sabbath morning.
我就记得那天安息日早上, 他就抓了这车匙,
and he threw them down on the ground.
就把它抛在地上,
and he said, "You drive yourself."
他就说,
and I remember, you know, we kids were so scared. Every time there was an argument over this kind of thing, we were always scared.
Oh, 我们这两个小瓜,
when we would have family worship,
当我们有家庭敬礼拜敬拜的时候,
my mother made us recite a certain line in our prayer.
妈妈呢,就一定要我们在祷告中一定要背诵这一行。
She always asked us to pray, "Please help Father to accept the three angels' messages."
她一定要我们记得在祷告中这样说，请帮助爸爸接受三天使的信息。
And sometimes he would be with us in family worship.
当然有时候爸爸就是在家庭礼拜当中。
And when we would pray this, it would make him upset. It would make him angry.
当我们这样祷告的时候，他就非常生气，非常难受。
And I remember that as we grew up, always, every weekend, there was always a fight about church again and again and again.
对，在我的记忆中，每一个周末就是争吵，争吵不休，争吵不休。
And so I got sent away to boarding school.
后来呢，我就到了寄宿学校。And
basically from high school on, I was almost never at home anymore. I was high school and then college, I was away from home.
基本上就在中学，然后到这个大学学院的生活里面，就不在家里了。
In some ways, I was glad because I was away from the fighting of the constant stress over religion.
在某个方面来说，我觉得很受到这个祝福，因为不需要再听到家里的这些的争吵。
And then my father retired from his regular job. He had worked for General Motors for many years.
后来我爸爸也退休了之后，他也在一个这个汽车工业的公司里面上班。
And my parents moved far away from New York.
我们也离开了纽约，搬去一个更远的地方。
And because my father no longer had Korean friends, he began to go to church with my mother.
也因为爸爸已经没有这个在工作上所要面对的这些朋友和同事，他就比较轻松地跟妈妈也上教堂了。
But even then, there was always conflict if we would talk about the spirit of prophecy or the Sabbath. It always made my father angry.
但是每次都谈到安息日，谈到这个预言之灵，爸爸就非常的生气。
And then I went to school. I decided to become a minister.
然后我到了学校念书，决定呢自己要做一个传道人。
And my father was very skeptical of this life decision.
我爸爸对我这个生命的抉择感到诧异。
He even said to me, "You are not a preacher. You cannot preach."
他甚至跟我说，你生下来就不像一个传道的料，你不可能做。
You will not be a pastor.
你不可能做一个牧师。
But nonetheless, he did not oppose when I chose the school and these kinds of things.
然而他并没有加以反对，因为我做选择的时候他没有反对。
And then I became an evangelist.
后来我成为一个布道士。
And for the last 8 years, I have been doing full-time evangelism.
就在过去的八年，我就是全职的做一个布道士。
All I do is I travel around the United States and I hold seminars for 6 weeks.
我就在美国各地四处的到了那一边，并且在那边举行了6个礼拜的一个讲座。
And one of these meetings was 2 hours away from my parents' home.
其中一个地方我到的是刚好离开父母的家2小时的路程。
And so my father and my mother and my grandmother, they came to see me do my seminar.
然后我爸爸妈妈，我的祖母也来到这个讲座来听我讲道。
And my mother said to me after the meeting, she said,
妈妈在其中一场 讲到之后跟我说,
she said, "Your father wants to be baptized."
他说你爸爸要受洗耶。
And I was kind of, I was a little bit afraid of this.
我其实是有一点感到害怕。
Because my father always had a very bad temper when we had to talk about religion.
因为当我们谈到宗教的时候，爸爸的脾气就发起来的。
And you know, before you baptize someone,
当然在我们还没有让一个人受洗之前,
you sit down and you talk about all the points of faith that you expect that they have to believe.
你当然要跟他们复习一下这个要道的每一项要道，对吗?
So one night, my father at night time, we sat down at the table next to each other.
有一天晚上, 我就跟爸爸面对面地坐在一张桌子,
and we started going through the points of the Adventist faith.
我们就开始的研究基督复临的基本要道。
Now the first ones were very easy. You believe that God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
第一个没有问题，你相信圣父、圣子、圣灵三一真神。
But then it started getting very specific.
那后来就越来越特别。It
started talking about, do you believe that we should keep the Ten Commandments, including the seventh day, which is the Sabbath?
你相信你必须遵守十条诫命，包括这第四条遵守安息日的诫命吗？
And I just waited because you have to wait to see what they say, if they agree or not.
我当然是要等待他的回应，对吗？
And I looked at my father and he said, mm-hmm.
我看到我爸爸在那边默默地点头。
Now you have to understand, for almost 30 years, my father had argued the validity of the Ten Commandments and keeping the Sabbath.
但是你要知道之前的30年，他都一直为了这安息的真实性而和我们争吵。
But that night as he sat there, he was saying that yes, he believes that the Ten Commandments are binding and that the seventh day is the Sabbath.
但是当天那一晚呢，他就坐在我对面，并且相信这十条诫命，包括的第四条诫命，是还是有他的这个他的必须守的这个诫命。
There was one more part that I was really nervous about.
来到了其中一点，我感到非常的紧张。
And that was the part where it talks about that God has given His remnant church the gift of prophecy, and that this gift of prophecy is manifested in the writings and life of Ellen G. White.
那就是说到我们的这个上帝啊，在他的移民教会里面有赐给我们这预言之灵，并且在怀爱伦师母的身上显明了这一点。
And I remember because many years before, my father had really criticized the writings, and he never accepted her as being an inspired prophet.
我记得好几年前，爸爸就已经开始在攻击、在批评怀爱伦师母的著作，并且说他肯定不是上帝所漠视的先知。
But that night, as I read this statement of faith, my father again he just nodded yes.
但是当天晚上，我读到这个基本要道的这一点的时候，爸爸也在那边点头。
And you know, inside, my father could not see it, but inside I was crying.
爸爸看不到我内心其实在哭泣。
It had been 30 years.
已经30年了。
And God had finally answered a prayer that as a little child I did not even understand.
而爸爸在这个孩子小小的心灵，在他祷告的时候，甚至不明白在祷告什么的话，上帝竟然在30年后答应了。
When it came time for the baptism,
来到这个敬礼的时候,
I told my mother, I can't do this. I'm his son. I can't baptize my own father.
我跟妈妈说，儿子要为爸爸受洗，好像不太妥当。
So we had another pastor that baptized him.
我们就请了另外一支牧师来为他受洗。
But today my father is a Seventh Day Adventist.
今天爸爸是一个基督复临安息的会员。
In every person's life,
在每一个人的生命中,
there comes a trial that will not be answered in a few days.
就是上帝给我们一个试验，是不是一朝一夕就能够回应的？
It may not even be answered in a few months or years.
甚至在几个月后、几年之后都没有得到的回应。
But that trial is designed by God to be there so that your faith will not lax and get weak and get cold.
但是这个试验之所以临到你的身上，是希望并且上帝看到你的信心不会冷漠，不会沉沦下去。
Some of you parents have children that are not in the church today.
你们有一些父母看到孩子有一些不在教堂里。
And this may be the test that God is calling you to not give up in praying for the souls of your children.
而这也就是上帝今天告诉你，这是我所经历的考验。
It may not be a few months, it may not be even years, but God is saying, don't stop praying, don't lose faith.
也许是几个月、几年，但是上帝说不要停止祷告。
Some of you are single.
有些人你们会说,
and you have been praying to God.
我一直在向上帝祈求。
It may not be a few months.
也许不是几个月,
and it may be more years.
甚至是已经好几年。
But God is saying, don't lose faith, don't give up hope. Continue to trust in the promise and faithfulness of God.
但是上帝说，不要把你的信心给丢掉，不要放弃这希望，继续的保持着上帝的信实。
You know, there are some illnesses that can be treated through medical intervention.
我们晓得有一些疾病是借助这个 医学能够带来这个医治。
But then there are some that cannot.
但有一些是不治之症。
I recently saw God's hand work miraculously in the life of someone who had been praying for many, many, many years about a specific medical problem.
我最近就亲自见证了一个，有一个人他患上了一个医学上是医不好的疾病，祷告了很多年很多年的一个神迹。
God does not always answer every prayer as we might expect on our timetable.
上帝并不每一次都要按照我们的时间表来回应我们的祷告。
But did you notice that when God did answer Isaac and Rebecca's prayer?
但是你发现了当雅各当这个以撒和利百加的祷告得到垂听的时候
，He gave them more than they were asking for.
他竟然是比他们所要求的更大的赐福于他们。
You know, if I was a woman,
如果我是一个妇人
，and I had to give birth,
我要生产
，I would rather give birth to two at one time than two at two separate times.
我想一次就生双胞胎好过两次。个别的生出一个孩子更好
and not just that, but two sons.
一次呢就可以有两个儿子更好
You see, God gave to them the answer to their prayer, but He even gave them more than what they were asking.
而上帝所给予的他们的回应呢，并不单只是他们的祈求，
Friend,
超越他的祈求。
This is the character and love of God.
朋友们，这就是上帝的品格，他的爱。
The question tonight is your faith of a nature that will persist and not give up.
然而今晚我们的问题是，我们的信心是不是一个坚持不就是一个坚忍不拔的信心。
Even after 20 years, will you still be trusting that God will answer your prayer?
就算是在二十年之后，你也信靠上帝说你必然垂听。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
God wants to give you more than you are expecting.
上帝要给你所祈求的更胜于你所祈求的。
But you have to persist in faith.
但是你要坚持到底。
As we close tonight,
今天晚上结束的时候
bow your heads with me as we pray.
我们一起低头做个祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
We look at the life of Jacob.
我们看到雅各的生平。
Not Abraham, not Isaac.
不是亚伯拉罕，不是以撒的。
But in his weakness, in his failings, we understand something about ourselves.
是在一个软弱，是在一个败坏的身体里面所找到的答案。
But Lord, we don't want to stay Jacob. We want to become Israel.
但是主啊，我们不要停留在雅各的阶段。
The champions of God.
我们要成为以色列您的斗士。
Give us your grace.
求你赐我们恩惠。
Help us.
帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.